Welcome back to Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome back, Startup Nation Radio. Today brought to you by our friends at Walsh College. Listen, we're always, Dan, we want to help businesses get started. We want to help them grow. We're helping them raise money. We have limited time. I know we've got another couple of guests that we want to bring on. How about this? This guest is going to tell us about a problem they had. You want to talk about the power of crowdfunding? They set out to raise $18,000 and got $256,000 in pledges. Are you kidding? I'm in. Kickstarter, here we come.
How do I spend the money?
Please introduce our next guest.
Floyd Legs, Kyle Hoff, Alexander Odell. I'm going to let them explain. They manufacture table legs. Let's explain this one.
Well, right. It must have been compelling. I mean, I want $18,000. I get $260. Are you kidding?
Yeah. So the idea is that they're table legs that can clamp to any surface. So you go out and find an old door, piece of reclaimed barn material, and family heirloom, and you can clamp the legs, create a table. We give you the legs, kind of the framework to create a desk or anything.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Really, that's a great idea.
Brilliant idea.
It is.
Made here in Detroit, and American Steel, and it's been quite a success. And we just finished up our Kickstarter actually a few days ago. So
incredible. So before we get into that, you had this idea. At that point, you'd raised no money. You hadn't launched your business yet. You guys needed to find a way to fund your startup, right?
Right.
And you found Kickstarter, and you went to Kickstarter, and that was the way you did it. Tell us about your campaign.
So I guess similar to what Rachel had said earlier, we basically wanted to pre-sell our items. And the idea was we had just a little capital to get going, but we thought that we'd leverage the value of getting the thing out on to customers before we could actually produce it. So we kind of were anticipating creating 100 sets. We're like now actually producing about 1,500 sets. So it's kind of gone way beyond our belief, but fortunately we've been able to scale up. And it's been amazing because our backers are really behind us. They're excited about the product. And
so you needed 18, you took in you got pledges for 260. Did you take all the capital?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we do keep it all. But I mean, it's all going towards towards the manufacturing and sending them out. And as Kyle had mentioned, it can be kind of a burden, if
right.
you go way
right.
over
right.
your
right.
goal
right.
like that. So initially we were a little scared, because we were just looking at doing 100 sets, and then it was like, okay, wow, this is going way beyond.
And how many sets does $260,000 represent?
About 1,500 sets.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're producing about 6,000 legs.
Yeah, so you guys aren't sleeping right now.
No.
No, but I mean, luckily,
Let's see your hands.
Yeah. No, but our manufacturers that we've been with since day one, they just totally stepped up to the plate and were ready to go with it, which was really awesome. And so we're looking to deliver all the legs on time that we were initially if we were just to produce 100 sets. So it's pretty exciting to sort of be able to follow through on that.
And what was your video like? What was your marketing video, your marketing pitch?
Right, well, because you got to get in the relevance of that, Dan, right? You got to get people have to, it's one thing to go on Kickstarter, but there's probably people shopping, lots of different opportunities on Kickstarter. You got to get noticed, right?
Yeah.
So your video.
And I think Alex made the video. It was did an amazing job. That kind of was a transparent look at us and our process. Alex, you can tell him a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I mean, actually, we first started just kind of taking pictures of people using the Floyd leg, and we first started thinking through how can this be a tool for people to use, and really, like, sort of, people could really see themselves using it in their own lives, and so our video is trying to reflect that, and as Kyle said, we wanted to make it have humor in it, and also didn't want people to think, we weren't trying to be like, hey, we're this big company, and that we have like an established product. We were sort of saying, we're just starting out and we're going to see if this works. And if you want to get behind us, we'd, be really excited about that.
So you post your thing on Kickstarter. You obviously got noticed, great video. And you got noticed to the tune of, 10 times on what you're trying to raise and more. What was it like? What was that moment like where you saw people responding to your offering as new entrepreneurs starting a business? And,
It's an amazing feeling. I mean, it really is. Because the idea was we wanted to get the thing out there and test the market, see, and we're like, if we can raise $18,000, that's our goal. And there's a market for it. But then once it had surpassed that, and I mean, it just kept growing, it just was surreal. And I mean, it's an amazing feeling, and it's really exciting for both
of us.
And
the confidence that must build.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So Kyle and Alex, I want to understand also, when you start this campaign, and Rachel brought up also, that's the time you go to friends and family, because you have to populate that campaign, right, with email addresses. Right?
Right.
They come from you to you in the beginning. Now, your hope is that it goes viral and that you gain some momentum, but how do you populate it? How did you get that database to start?
I mean, it's friends, family, Facebook. I mean, day one, we raised about $10,000, and that was kind of just a nice ground layer. And then after that, it allowed people, like when other people, once it started hitting blogs and stuff, I think other people then saw that, you know, this is something other people are behind as well. And then, you know, lo and behold, it takes off from there.
So I think what we're finding here is that this is also, there's a whole marketing strategy behind a Kickstarter campaign.
Oh, definitely.
So you can't just put a campaign up and hope to expect to raise...
Like, you know, all things in life.
There's some thought and some strategy that goes into this. So tell us about that, and tell us about if somebody's going to start a Kickstarter campaign or a campaign to raise money like this, what do they need to focus on?
I mean, I think it's just being prepared. It's like, I've read analogies, it's like being a chef. You have to prepare everything beforehand to make sure, you know, everything's lined up. So we spent about like 6 months preparing, laying the groundwork, creating a catalog, reaching out to the community was huge. People in Detroit were really getting behind us, and I think that was, you know, a huge significance. And then so when we fired it up day one, I mean, we had people supporting us already through Facebook, through newsletters, through Twitter. So I mean, I think it's just, you gotta, you know, create hype, just like
prime the pump.
Right, exactly. And it was great. And I mean, it's just an amazing feeling to get those people who want to be at, you know, kind of the ground level and create it, you know, help this business get going.
So that was an important point. You said basically that it took you 6 months to prepare for this campaign.
Right. We were working probably since the end of August on it. So maybe September.
Are there certain things in giving, you know, encouragement to our brethren out there, other entrepreneurs who want to use this as a resource? Are there certain things that you think fit better for kickstarting versus other things, Kickstarter, that you know, might fit the model better than others?
I think things that you're just wondering, you know, do people actually want what I'm doing? Like, do they actually want what I'm producing? And so I think it's amazing for just seeing, you know, what could this be worth, or what, you know, is this even a viable thing?
So, well, I think, and there's even value in getting rejected, because, right,
yeah,
you don't pursue something you shouldn't.
Exactly.
Or, maybe you're going about it the wrong way. Maybe the video isn't good. Maybe the message isn't
right.
Good, you know.
And then also, it's like, and I'd rather learn that way than, you know, how to produce 1,000 sets of legs and put the capital in myself, you know. So at least I can find, at least you can test the market beforehand.
So do you know what percentage, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, and if you don't, I know it's not your area of expertise necessarily, but what percentage of Kickstarter campaigns are successful versus those that aren't, you know?
There's a really interesting, I don't know the actual number, but there's a really interesting statistic that if you get over 50% of your fundraising goal, 95% of projects succeed after that. And so it's sort of, there's a certain tipping point, certain threshold, that if you, you know, keep pushing it and you keep going, and if you get beyond that, there's a really good chance that it'll come through, just because it kind of, you know, cascades after that.
Yeah. And so Dan asked Rachel earlier in the show, are you going to use it again? You know, same question for you guys.
You know, it all depends. If I think we have ideas for other products, and we're going to kind of build off of those, but potentially, yes, we potentially will. But we also don't want to necessarily... you know, I think we have this platform now to build from, but we won't have necessarily the same sort of, you know, route coming into it. But, you know, potentially, I think so.
Anything you would have done differently?
No. We're really happy with it. And I think, you know, you have to really trust yourself. And that's what we kept saying. Ours was a little bit different than a, you know, traditional Kickstarter, I think, because we were really, you know, I think we were just trying to be honest and, you know, sell it at the price we're going to continue selling it. And I think you just have to trust yourself. And
I got a point of interest question for you. Here you were, you wanted to raise 18. The ticker's going up past 100, past 150, past 200, past 250. Were at any point were you going to turn it off?
No, you can't.
So when you say you can't, I mean, what happens if you sold, you know, I mean, you can't deliver. At some point, you're a small business, you can't deliver. What happens?
You got a nightmare.
I think you have to anticipate beforehand if it does go over. I mean, we weren't anticipating it going this far over, but right as soon as it went past, you know, $50,000, we were like, we need to talk with the manufacturers tomorrow.
Amazing story, guys.
Great.
Congratulations.
Story.
Unfortunately, we could go on and on. Tell the name of your company.
It's The Floyd Leg, and it's at thefloydleg.com.
Right on. All right. Thanks, guys, so much for being with us. Dan, great show. We delivered some major value to small businesses today, aspiring entrepreneurs and those already in business. If you got to raise money, check out crowdfunding. And if you want your business to be a success, check us out again on Startup Nation Radio next weekend.